And I ate the cookie so I can feel guilty. That was why I ate the cookie, was to feel guilty. So when you let go of your guilt, you'll be amazed at how many things you'll stop doing, because the only reason why you did them anyway was for the pain they caused you. And so the minute you no longer want to cause yourself pain, you find you just all of a sudden you lose interest in so many things you thought you were so addicted to. Because the ego, the fearful part of the mind called the ego, the Course says it needs fear and guilt in order to maintain the separation. So there's literally a part of our mind that feeds off fearful, guilty thoughts. If you just picture that, like a guilt creature. In order for it to stay alive, it has to have lots of guilt. And so it has to keep always telling you things that you need to feel guilty about, not enough about, fearful, so you can keep this guilty, separate self going. When you start to recognize your innocence and you start to be around people who support your innocence, they're not feeding your guilt starts to starve, and then it looks for any little morsel it can find. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and so you're not giving yourself as much guilt. So as soon as you give yourself any guilt about anything, it's like it jumps on it, and you just start through association, start remembering all the other things that you feel guilty about and upset about.
Because that leads you to
manic attack. That's what I'm saying. It's like it was so obvious to me that it was so much love in that moment that as a defense mechanism, my guilt and fear in my mind had to try to throw up every image it could for me to invest in that part of myself again so that it wouldn't disappear. That's why when a person feels guilty or they don't really love themselves and they don't really know the truth, and they feel separate and afraid, they have to form relationships that entail a lot of conflict, because the conflict helps you maintain the separation. So the first thing that starts to happen when you really decide you want peace is you become appalled at your relationships. Because all of a sudden you'll see how big of a contrast there is between what you want and the situation you made for yourself. And you feel appalled. But you don't realize that's a good sign, because at least that means you've gotten objective enough to the situation to look back at it and go, boy, I deserve something better than that. See, but a person who's trapped in it, they don't even know they can get outside of it and look back at it. And the Course is saying to us, you know, you can't love, like the next one, he says, you can't love parts of reality and understand what love means. He's talking about love. He says, if you love unlike to God, then the Course says, well, who is God? Who knows no special love? You want to meet God? That's who knows no special love. What does that mean? That means that the Creator, whatever that is, loves me as much as it loves you. No more, no less. There is no inequality in God. There's no inequality in love. So God is who knows no special love. He says, but if you love unlike to God, he says, how can you understand love? If I don't do love the way the Creator of love does love, then how can I really know what love is? Think about that for just a second. If I love unlike to the way love really is, how can I understand love? Okay, now what Course is saying about love, I don't like, because of my past experience. I'm sorry, I just can't love all you all equally. I just not gonna say I love everybody equally.
We pay good money here at the end. You have to love
someone. But you want to know something? You want to know the one thing that I've discovered in my life that freaks people out the most?
What?
Is to attempt to love everybody equally.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see some people get mad?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Don't you dare say, I love you, I love you, and I love you, and I love with you, and I want to be 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 with you. You come at some mad people. You come at some upset jokers. Tell somebody you're gonna love them and you're gonna love somebody else. But we can all sit in classes like this and go, oh, love everybody. But as soon as someone actually does that, that's how you find out whether the rubber meets the road or not. And that's what the Course is saying. He says you can't love parts of reality and understand what love means. So he's telling us that first of all, you don't understand what love really means. That's what he's saying. Let's just get this straight. We don't really know what love really means. Okay, then he goes on to says, why? Why don't I know? Well, you don't do it the way God does. God loves everything equally, you don't. Got to clear on that. So therefore, I don't love the way God loves. So I don't understand what love means. Then it says, and this is the part that, let me get out the way here. To believe that special relationships with special love can offer you salvation is the belief that separation is salvation. To believe that the special love can offer me the happiness I'm looking for is the belief that separation is going to give me the happiness that I want to. I'm separating you out. And now I'm going to have happiness, and you better not love anyone else. Which people really mean a lot of times, sex anyone else. Mm-hmm. Because they're so hopelessly confused. That as soon as you say, I want to love everyone, the special man goes, that means you want to have sex with everyone. So fear immediately ensues. Because you don't want them to share your guilt with nobody else. The Course in Miracles is not saying that you cannot have special relationships. The Course in Miracles is not saying you cannot have special relationships. The Course in Miracles is not saying you can't have special relationships. Let me tell you the Course in Miracles routine. It points out what we're doing that's wrong-minded, and then it teaches us how to use the same thing that we use to hurt ourselves to be the thing that heals us. But it has to tell us what we've been doing with it first. So it'll start out by telling us what we've been doing with special relationships. Then it turns around and shows us how to use these very same special relationships to wake us up to the love and the healing instant and the happy instant. So it never snatches anything away from you. It just gives you a new use for it that will bring you joy where it used to bring you pain. There is no sacrifice in this path. Now, the ego voice in all of us is going to say the Course is trying to rob you of your most precious gem, which is your specialness. It's a lie. You wanted to be special. Your wish was granted. You are special. It's done. Nobody else looks like you. Nobody else acts like you. Nobody's had the experience you have. Nobody's not wearing the exact kind of clothes you do. You are all special. We've accomplished it. We've done it so beautifully that we don't even have to think about it anymore. I just wake up in the morning looking different from everybody. I don't give it more and say, now let me look different. You know, it's like, it's done. So he's saying, okay, now, the purpose of your uniqueness and the purpose of your difference is to now to be used to create holy, happy, healing instants for you and everyone else that you have a special relationship with. So now the uniqueness that you are is the greatest gift to man and womankind you could ever give.
That's good news.
All right. Now, but that means now you're on your path, which means it's not like anybody else's path, because now you have your specialness. Now you have your own special, unique path. When you follow your own special, unique path, then obstacles are removed before you get to them, and everything becomes as effortless as if opening your eyes in the morning after deep sleep. If your life isn't that way, you're living someone else's dream.
Whoa.
You're either living a dream you were told you were supposed to have, or a dream you're telling yourself you're supposed to have. But you're not doing what you truly are uniquely capable of expressing right here, right now. Now, that's what the Course is saying to us, that